Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Derrick. This is 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation outside the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is July 13, 2017, already the 20th, the day of the 4th month, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, We Are Nearing Home. Just over the mountains in the promised land lies a holy city built by Yah's own hand. As our weary footsteps gain the mountain's crest, we reach in view our homeland of eternal rest. We are nearing home, we are nearing home. See the splendor gleaming from the domes afar. See the glory streaming through the gates ajar. And we'll soon will enter nevermore to roam. Hear the angels singing, we are nearing home, we are nearing home. In the rows of the prophets we have long been told of the wondrous city with its streets of gold. Now with raptured vision we can see it there, with its walls of jasper and its mansions fair. We are nearing home, we are nearing home. See the splendor gleaming from the domes afar. See the glory streaming through the gates ajar. And we'll soon will enter nevermore to roam. Hear the angels singing, we are nearing home, we are nearing home. Those who enter the city are the faithful few, who keep Yah's commandments, faith in Yahshua too. And we'll lift our voices through the endless day, and sweet songs of gladness and in songs of praise. We are nearing home, we are nearing home. See the splendor gleaming from the domes afar. See the glory streaming through the gates ajar. And we'll soon relent and evermore to roam. Hear the angels singing, we are nearing home, we are nearing home. Brother, my sister, will you meet us there? In the land of sunshine, will there be no care? Except of Yah's message and to Him be true. And when Yahshua cometh, He will call for you. We are nearing home, we are nearing home. See the splendor gleaming from the domes afar. See the glory streaming through the gates ajar. And we'll soon will enter nevermore to roam. Hear the angels singing, we are nearing home, we are nearing home. Part 6, Obedience Brings Rewards. We'll start our service today with a continuation where we left off of Genesis chapter 30. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 31, dealing with Jacob leaves Laban. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, this is, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and that was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And Yahweh said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers, and unto thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before. But the Elohim of my father hath been with me, and you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But Yahweh suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckle. And if he said thus, the ring strake shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring strake. Thus Yahweh hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them unto me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-streaked, speckled and grizzled. So you see, these rams, these are sheep, or they're goats.
No, they're sheep.
I believe they're sheep.
Yeah.
And that's what they called all animals back then. Domestic animal, they called them cattle, whether they be camel or cows or whatever, or horses, they called them cattle. Goats. Verse 11, Genesis chapter 31. And the angel of the Yahweh spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle, or rain-streaked, speckled and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the Elohim of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillow, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion of inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him as strangers? For he has sold us, and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which Yahweh hath taken from our father, that is ours, and our children's. Now then, whatsoever Yahweh hath said unto thee, do. And Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten, and padded around for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian. So you see, Rachel and Leah, their father Laban was an idolater, and the whole household of Laban were idolaters. And Rachel, she still had idolatry in her heart. She was still worshiping those images just like her father did. Even though she's married to Jacob now, and she should know better, but she just, that's what was in her heart. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, and that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river, and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. Laban pursues Jacob, verse 22. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount of Gilead. And Yahweh came unto Laban, the Syrian. Now Laban is a Syrian. And now he's a brother. He's a Syrian, but he's a Hebrew. And he dreamed by night and said unto him, well, I say he's a Hebrew. He's kinfolks. He's a brother of Jacob's mother. Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said unto Jacob, what hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughters as captives, taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away as secretly, and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with song, with tabret and with harp? See, Laban is a liar, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now hast thou done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the Yahweh of your father spake unto me yesterday night, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said unto Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. But whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me, and take it unto thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went. Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said unto her father, let it not displease my master that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. The covenant at Gilead, or Galeed, verse 36. And Jacob was wroth with, and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said unto Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Sit it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beast I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it. whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day, the draughts consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy 2 daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the Yahweh of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. Yahweh has seen mine affliction, and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones, and they took stones and made an heap. And they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jigar Shadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed and Mizpah, for he said, the Yahweh was between me and thee, and we were absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take otherwise beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, Yahweh is witness betwixt me and thee. And Laban said unto Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap unto thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The Elohim of Abraham and the Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, judge betwixt us, and Jacob swear by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them, and Laban departed and returned unto his place. That ends chapter 31. We go right on into chapter 32, Jacob plans for encountering Esau. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of the Yahweh met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is Yahweh's host, and he called the name of that place Mahanaim, M-A-H-A-N-A-I-M. And Jacob sent messengers before him unto Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my master Esau, thy servant. Jacob saith, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my master that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned unto Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds, and the camels, and the 2 bands. And said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O Yahweh of my father Abraham, and Yahweh of my father Isaac, Yahweh which saith unto me, Return unto thy country and unto thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truths which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. So you see what we're looking at today, the kingdom of heaven, which is being set up with us right here. We are going to inherit this seed that can't be numbered for multitude. And when we come into perfection, the total 100 perfection here, and have the power of Yahweh here in our midst, where we can perform all duties, then Yahweh will gradually show us the kingdom as it opens up to the world. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau, his brother. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals, and he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servant, Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove, and he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asked thee, saying, Who art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servants, Jacob. It is a present sent unto my master Esau, and behold also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the droves, saying, On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him, and say, Yea, moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterwards I will see his face, and peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. Jacob wrestles at Peniel, P-E-N-I-E-L, verse 22, and he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over before Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with Yahweh and with men, and hast prevailed. So that's what he's telling me today. He says, I have played the role of antitypical Jacob, clear up to this point here. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Okay, so that's our name today as well. And Jacob asked him, and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name. And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved. Now I want to say that I have gone through the antitype of this with Brother Johnson at Trinity, Texas. 2002, I have gone through the antitype of this Jacob wrestling against Brother W. Johnson over this here kingdom that Yahweh appointed me over. It was quite an event that took place down there in Plymouth. It lasted for a whole year, from Passover of 2002 to Passover 2003. That's how long the struggle was to be given the charge of this everlasting kingdom of David. Verse 31, Genesis chapter 32, verse 31. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. Jacob and Esau reconciled, and Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came. This is chapter 33, verse 1. Esau came, and with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and their children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near unto his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and children and said, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children which Yahweh has graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my master. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother, keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found a grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand, for therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of Yahweh, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought unto thee, because Yahweh hath dealt graciously with me, because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee. And he said unto him, My master knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. But my master, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly according as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure until I come unto my master unto Seir. And Esau said, Let me now leave with thee some of the folks that are with me. And he said, What needeth it? Let me find grace in the sight of my master. So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Sukkoth, and built him a house, and made booths for his cattle. Therefore the name of the place is called Sukkoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he brought a parcel of the field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem, father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Eloah Israel. Okay, that's the end of chapter 33 of Genesis. Let us continue now with our reading of Genesis chapter 34. Dinah, this is Jacob's daughter, by Leah, is defiled. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel, in line with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you, give her to wife, and make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. And you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye therein, and get ye possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father, and unto her brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me, but give me the damsel the wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah their sister, they said unto them, we cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. But in this will we consent unto you, if you will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised. Then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters unto us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. Okay. But if you will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came unto the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein, for the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives. Let us give them our daughters. Holy, herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us to be one people. If every male among us be circumcised, as they are circumcised, shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. and unto Hamor and unto Shechem his son hearken, all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sure, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. They slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said unto Simeon and Levi, you have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. They said, should he deal with our sister as with an harlot? So, that's in chapter 34. Now, what do you think about the story? You think that Jacob's sons were right in doing what they did, deceiving those Shechemites? I think they were. Jacob didn't like it, because Jacob, he wanted to dwell peaceably with the Canaanites and those heathen, and he wanted to be friendly with them and try to do it that way. But those Shechemites, they proved right off. And the thing is, Jacob's in charge of the kingdom, not the Shechemites. The Shechemites just took it upon themselves. They didn't have no fear to take the Dinah, the daughter, and rape her and so forth. They weren't in charge of the kingdom. It was Jacob and his family that was in charge of the kingdom. So I think his sons did right, even though Jacob condemned them over it. I think they did the right thing. Jacob builds an altar. Genesis chapter 35, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto Yahweh that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. And Jacob said unto his household and all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make thee an altar unto Yahweh, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of Yahweh was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Now I'm going to reread that five verses over again, folks. There's a lesson here to be imprinted in our mind that we need to pay attention to. Well, let's just read that. Let's just don't belabor the point. Let's just read verse 4 again and 5. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods. Let's read verse 3. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto Yahweh, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by the Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of Yahweh was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after their sons of Jacob. Now, what was the deal here? They had to put away their strange gods. and all the idols and stuff. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their left and their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And yet I think about members of Gilead Synod, the church I was with for 33 years in Kermit, Texas. Those members of that church, the women, they wore brooches on their, put makeup on, and they wore wedding rings, and they bedecked themselves. They didn't put no earrings on, but they did all the rest of it. And yet we're supposed to be the house of Jacob, and this is the house of Jacob, folks. Alright? So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, and he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Beth-El, because there Yahweh appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now pay attention to that. Jacob went back to Bethel, and he, the place where Yahweh had delivered him whenever he fled from his brother 20 years earlier, and now he's back 20 years later, and he renames that place, not Bethel, he calls it El Bethel. Because there Yahweh appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Elon Bathshut. And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram, and blessed him, and Yahweh said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name, and he called his name Israel. And Yahweh said unto him, I am the Almighty, Yahweh Almighty, be fruitful and multiply, and nations and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins, and the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac unto thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And Yahweh went up from him in the place where he talked with him, and Jacob sat at the pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of the stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where Yahweh spake with him Bethel. Okay, so he called it Bethel. Is that Rachel and Jacob died, and Isaac died? Rachel and Isaac died. And they journeyed from Bethel, this is verse 16, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the Tower of Edar. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali, and the sons of Zilpha, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. There are the sons. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born unto him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came unto Isaac his father unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Were 180. And Isaac was about 180 years old. In that case, he outlived his father by 5 years. Generations of Esau, chapter 36 of Genesis. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Aholah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibion, the Hivite, and Bashemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebojoth, and Ada bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashemath bare Reuel, and Aholah bare Jeush, and Jalem, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and his cattle, and all his beasts, and all his substance which he had got in the land of Canaan, this is the land of Israel now, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. So Esau could no longer dwell in the land of Canaan. Esau represents the Adventist church today. Okay, so now what's happened to the Adventist church today, the spiritual Israel of today? She has been completely taken over and assimilated by Babylon. Babylon has completely infiltrated through the Catholic Church, and they have completely assimilated the Adventist church and taken them into bondage. They're totally in bondage unto the world. So, that means that they were taken out of the land of Canaan. The Adventist church has no inheritance in the land of Canaan today. Canaan's land, heavenly Canaan's land. For their riches was more, verse 7, Genesis 36, was more than that they might dwell together, than the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. So Esau had a great, Isaac told him he would have the fat of the earth, but he wouldn't have the fat of, Canaan, because it shows right here, he got the fat of the earth, but he took the fat of the earth. And Esau had to get out of the promised land. He was driven out of Eden. Firstborn, driven out of Eden. What happened to Cain, the firstborn of Adam? He killed his brother. What did Yahweh visited Cain, put a mark upon him, and says, out of here. Go over that mountain. Get out of this land. Get out of this garden of Eden. You no longer have a place here in the region of the Garden of Eden. Of the same thing today. Thus dwelt Esau and Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. So you see there? Edom is today, and typical Edom is the Seventh-day Adventist headquarters, which is located there in Maryland, right next to Washington, D.C., and that represents out of Canaan. They didn't want their headquarters in Canaan. Canaan is represented by Texas. They have headquarters here in Texas, but their main headquarters is in on the East Coast, the Adventist Church. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites and Mount Seir. These are the names of the Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatham, and Kenaz. I used to do business with a Muslim. His name is Omar. And he was a liar and a thief in every way. He was a crook. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son. And she buried Eliphaz, Amalek. These were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath, and Zerah, Shema, and Mizah. These were the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Holamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. And she bare to Esau Jeush, and Jalem, and Korah. These were dukes of the sons of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, duke Teman, duke Omar, duke Zepho, duke Kenaz, duke Korah, duke Gatham, and duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada, and these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, duke Nahath, duke Zerah, duke Shammah, duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. Now notice that these leaders at the head of these households were called dukes. Okay. These are the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Haholamah, Esau's wife, duke Jeush, duke Jalem, duke Korah. See, these were the dukes that came of Haholamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom. And these are their dukes. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anna, and Dashan, and Ezer, and Dishan. These are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir, in the land of Edom. Now notice, the land of Edom is not in the land of Canaan. It's in another country, across the border. And the children of Lothan were Hori and Heman, and Lothan's sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these: Alvan and Manahath and Ebal and Shepho and Onam. And these are the children of Zibeon, both Ajah and Anna. These were that, was that Anna that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibeon, his father. And this goes on, and it tells about all these children of the descendants of Esau. It goes clear on down to verse 43, that ends chapter 36 of Genesis, and I'm not going to read any more of that. It's not that. But we can read about, it tells about them dying. It tells about them dying, all right. It says, verse 33 of Genesis 36, duke Magdiel, duke Aram, these are the dukes of Edom, according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites. Okay. So father Esau is the father of the Edomites. And that's what you have today. Rolah Shonson represented antitypical Esau from during his tenure from 1970 to 2003. He represented Esau, antitypical Esau. I represented Antypical Jacob during that period of time. And so we have a perfect correlation here. And so Vertus Johnson then, he was the father of the Edomites, and that he exposed them to view, and the Edomites of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and Vertus Johnson being the angel of the seventh candlestick, Laodicea, Seventh-day Adventist Church, pointed out in Revelation 3:14-19, he being that angel of the seventh candlestick, talking about those seven candlesticks in Revelation 1, says he was you have the seventh angel, and he's in, and that candlestick, seventh candlestick, represents the sanctuary system that was planted in the midst of the Adventist church. And so that candlestick was lit until Vertus Johnson came to his end. And Vertus Johnson came to end. In other words, he stopped tending the candlestick. The light went out in the candlestick of the Advent. And so when Vertus Johnson was cut off in 2003 at Kermit, Texas, that light in the Adventist church went out. So he definitely had the true light for the Adventist church to bring them to eternity. Because he had the creation counter, he had the sanctuary system completely restored, he published the creation counter, and we distributed to the Adventists all over the world, and so they're without excuse. But when Vertus Johnson apostatized, and he finally gave in to Baal Blon, and he went and joined them, and that's because he was Esau, Antipas Esau, and that's the end of that story. But actually, this brings the end of our study this hour. You can contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Talking about the song and the title. Who at my door is standing?
Who at my door is standing? Patient and drawing near. And just within me. Voice I hear, sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. For to the dark you're driven, knocking again is he. Just for a God not weary, waiting so long for me. Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou heed my call, with me. Door of my heart I hasten, we will have opened wide. Though he with you can chasten, he shall with me abide. See the tongues of falling, open the door for me. If thou heed my call,